This session is about fighting procrastination. Procrastination. The word itself sounds kind of lazy, almost like lounging on the couch in sweatpants with a bowl of chips and a TV show on instead of doing something meaningful. But what exactly is procrastination, and why does it so often mislead us? Procrastination is the human tendency to put off tasks or activities that we should complete until later. I once heard the saying, "What you can do today, put off until the day after tomorrow, and tomorrow you have the whole day off." And to make matters worse, most of the time these tasks are postponed in favor of activities that are less important but bring us more immediate pleasure. You know, instead of writing that long-delayed email to the boss, you suddenly find yourself in the middle of cleaning out a drawer, sorting socks by color, or eating something good, thinking, "When I finish this, I'm really gonna start." And nothing. Now you might be thinking, "Yeah, I do this all the time, but so what? It's normal, right?" Yes, you're right. Procrastination is a very normal part of life, and most of us deal with it at some point. It's natural that we sometimes don't want to do something that seems boring, difficult, or challenging. It's human nature. After all, why would we willingly throw ourselves into challenging tasks when we can spend a few minutes, or rather hours, scrolling through social media or searching for the latest pancake recipes? But the problem comes when procrastination becomes the rule, not the exception. Because if it starts to take over too often and for too long, it can really make our lives miserable. How do we actually know if we've been procrastinating a little more than is healthy? Well, imagine that just a little is enough. Instead of working on an important document in peace, you stress yourself out by procrastinating until you finally find yourself under pressure and a looming deadline. That gentle, friendly, aha moment when you realize that motivation has taken the corner and all that's left are anxiety-flavored excuses is procrastination in full force. To make matters worse, by constantly putting off tasks, not only does our productivity drop, but it also undermines our confidence. Why? Well, because we always feel like we haven't gotten anything done. Not to mention how procrastination can complicate our relationships or work. Now let's imagine a typical scenario. The second week, you know you need to make a presentation. You have plenty of time, you tell yourself. But day after day, you find new and more important activities that you say need to be done sooner. Suddenly, it's the evening before the deadline and you haven't started yet. With a cup of coffee or green tea or a little chocolate for your nerves, you get into a hectic rush, and during the night you try to catch up on what you neglected earlier. The result? The presentation is done, but at the expense of your sleep, peace of mind, and maybe even the quality of your work. And what do you take away from this? Other than the dark circles under your eyes, another wave of guilt because you promise yourself that next time you won't let it go like that. And guess what? Next time, the same thing will happen again, unless you change something. But why is this happening? Procrastination doesn't just appear out of thin air. It is often caused by our psyche and the way we react to certain things. For example, a task we put off may be too stressful for us. It may be so extensive that we don't know where to start. Or we are afraid that the result of our work will not be good enough. Even simple laziness, which is sometimes mistaken for the root cause of procrastination, may actually be hiding behind deeper issues such as fear of failure or even anxiety. Yes, our minds can be pretty complicated in this regard. The good news is that procrastination can be tamed. I'm not saying it will disappear completely, because we probably can't forget it completely, but we can get it under control. The first step is to become aware of when and why we procrastinate in the first place. Have you noticed that you tend to escape to less important activities when you feel overwhelmed? Or that you procrastinate the most when you fear failure? If so, this is where the journey to better coping begins. When you understand the causes of your procrastination, you're much better equipped to deal with it. What else? Well, strategy, of course. The most effective one is to break down larger tasks into smaller, more manageable steps so they don't seem so overwhelming. Or set a specific time to work and also to rest. You know, kind of like the famous Pomodoro method where you work for 25 minutes and then take a short break. What about rewards? Set small goals and treat yourself to something nice for achieving them, because positive motivation is stronger than negative motivation. Remember that procrastination is not your enemy. It's just a habit you can break with a little self-reflection, discipline, and planning. Most importantly, be kind to yourself. None of us are perfect, and every day is a unique opportunity to do a little better. Procrastination? That can wait. Now is the time for action. And why do so many people struggle with procrastination? Well, let's be honest. Procrastination isn't just about needing one more episode of a TV show before I start work, or getting lost in the endless depths of the internet. Procrastination is responsible for a whole host of emotional and psychological mechanisms that corner us into procrastination over and over again. So let's take a pretty close look at them. Fear of failure. One of the most common building blocks of procrastination is purely and simply the fear of failure. That may sound strange, but let's face it. How many times have you put off something important just because you weren't sure you could do it? The fear of getting something wrong, of falling short of expectations, whether our own or someone else's, paralyzes us. This bogeyman often whispers in our ear that if we put the task off, we'll have more time to prepare or self-compensate. The reality? We do gain time, but more to make our fear grow and make us feel worse. And you know what the worst part is? We often don't even realize the scary voice because it's so deep under our skin that we take it for granted. Perfectionism, the misleading illusion of perfection. And now, let's give the perfectionists their word. Oh, you perfect souls who want everything to be 110%. For you, procrastination is not laziness, but rather the result of trying to be too perfect. Perfectionism is such a persistent ally of the fear of failure. As soon as we focus on everything having to be perfect, it's easy to fall into the trap of doubt. What if it's not good enough? What if someone criticizes it? And what follows? Instead of taking action, one prefers to procrastinate. Because perfection sounds like a nice metric, but when our goal is not realistic, it puts up an unbeatable obstacle. Lack of motivation. Then there's the chapter we could call, "Oh, I'm really not in the mood." As you probably know, tasks that don't fulfill us or make sense to us are the perfect playground for procrastination. Tell me, who would want to work on something they have absolutely no interest in or find completely pointless? What's more, when you finally force yourself to do it, it will still fall short of what you could do if you felt truly passionate and enthusiastic. Motivation is such an engine of our actions. When it's running on empty, even the best intentions won't make us lift a finger. Anxiety and stress, a duo that plays on our nerves. And what happens when stress is added to procrastination? Well, that's a cocktail for a procrastination party. Anxiety and stress turn our piles of problems into Everest. A task that would normally feel like a hill turns into an insurmountable mountain in a fit of stress. And what do we do when we feel overwhelmed? Yes, that's right. We hide. We put off tasks until a time when we feel better, which, let's face it, usually doesn't come because stress continues to play with us, like a cat with a mouse. Distractions at every corner. And how could we forget one of the biggest enemies of productivity today? Distraction. With so many stimuli around us, it's almost impossible to maintain full attention. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, unread emails, new episodes of TV shows. And before we know it, our thoughts are bouncing from one place to another. Multitasking, while it sounds like a super skill, often means we don't do any of it properly. And so, instead of starting a project, we overwhelm our brains with what has irresistibly flashed upon us. And then there's another culprit we may not even acknowledge. Habit. Yes, my dears, procrastination can be something we have gradually cultivated as a pattern of behavior. So why fight it any longer? Because we deserve better than to be a slave to unnecessary procrastination. Let's rise up against our fear, stress, and multitasking chaos and get back to the basics. One small, simple decision at a time. Every step counts, even if it's small. When our mind creates delusional patterns, have you ever said to yourself about a task, "It has to be absolutely perfect, otherwise it's not worth starting"? Or maybe you have moments when you hear a voice in your head saying, "I just can't do this, I'm not good enough." If so, you've just witnessed your own personal cognitive distortion. Our minds at such times do not create objective reality, but movies worthy of Oscar dramas, especially when it comes to matters of performance and responsibility. These thoughts often lead to feelings of helplessness, anxiety, and overwhelm. So, what do? We postpone the whole task until later, maybe when we're better prepared. But we know how it ends. Instead of perfection, we just get more stress. The key is to realize that perfection doesn't exist. Your 80% may already be absolutely amazing to others. When the mind orders a break instead of work, imagine the situation. You have an unpleasant, difficult task in front of you. Just the sight of it makes you feel a knot in your stomach. What do? You become a master of evasive maneuvers. Procrastination is often just an attempt at emotional first aid. Our minds tend to seek quick relief from the discomfort associated with worry, stress, or feeling overwhelmed. "How about a minute on the couch?" your brain asks. And that minute? Well, it turns into a TV show marathon or 2 hours on social media. The paradox is that most of the time we know that's not an option, but we keep doing it anyway. Remember, the short-term comfort of putting off a task will always bring with it long-term stress. That annoying game of who has more success. In the age of social media, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. You look at Instagram and see that your classmate just finished their third PhD, another colleague has opened their own business, and a friend has mastered baking macaroons while training for a marathon. And there you are, staring at a blank Excel spreadsheet, feeling like you can't even do that. Social comparison evokes feelings of inadequacy and failure. Instead of taking action, we run away because we're afraid our results won't be good enough. Remember, your story is unique and the things you do are meaningful in your context. What if I get found out? Do you ever think that everything you have achieved was just a coincidence? And are you afraid that others will one day know the truth? Congratulations! You may be one of the members of the unwanted club known as imposter syndrome. This feeling is very common in people with high ambitions or perfectionists. The fear of having some perceived shortcomings leaked to you can hold you back from starting new projects or setting higher goals. Instead, your brain whispers, "Put it off, because it's not going to happen anyway." But you know what? Others around you aren't making up your successes. They believe in you, and it's time for you to believe in yourself too. The contradiction between what we want and what we do. Imagine that one day you want to be that person who handles all tasks with confidence and shines at their job. But the reality is that instead of writing a report, you're looking for the funniest GIFs on the internet. This uncomfortable feeling of conflict between your goals and your actual behavior is called cognitive dissonance. The brain doesn't like to face this contradiction, so it tries to find a quick fix. The most common? It postpones the task indefinitely. The sad thing is, this doesn't make the problem go away, it only makes it worse. An easier way is to try to break the task down into miniature parts that won't paralyze you. Procrastination as a call for rest. Finally, let's acknowledge that sometimes procrastination is simply our body's cry for a break. If you're exhausted, haven't slept enough, or feel pressured, it's no wonder you can't bring yourself to work. A brain that is tired will resist difficult tasks like a cat's first trip to the vet. That's a signal to listen. but not in a way that pulls you into a cycle of inactivity. Sometimes all it takes is 20 minutes of real rest or a short walk to refresh the mind. Don't forget a healthy lifestyle. Sleep, exercise, and healthy food are real motivation boosters. So what do you take away from this? Procrastination is not a character flaw. It is a complex sum of mental tricks and little traps that your own mind sets for you. The good news? You can outsmart many of them by becoming aware of them and working with them. Let's dive into practical part. As the first point of the practical part, we dive deep into ourselves to know why we do what we do. Understanding what causes procrastination is the first step to overcoming it. Once we become aware of our own psychological factors and negative thinking patterns, we can begin to work on making changes. Mindfully confronting negative thoughts. Become mindful of negative thinking and distortions. When you realize that you are saying to yourself, "I can't do this," turn it into, "I can learn," or, "I'll try to do it." What do I usually say to myself when I embark on something difficult? What phrases repeat in my head? How often has my negative thought actually turned out to be true? When was the last time I mastered something that I originally thought was challenging? What helped me then? How would my attitude change if I told myself something encouraging instead of negative thoughts? What might help me realize that I was diving into negative thinking? Do I have a signal? Focus on small steps. Break down larger tasks into smaller, easily achievable pieces. Every small step forward is a success and will help you feel more motivated. Into what small parts could I divide a task that I fear or don't want to do? What's a simple first step I could take right now? How do I feel after completing a small part of a task I've been working on? What accomplishment could I perceive as motivation to take the next step? What has helped me in the past to manage complex tasks one step at a time? Give yourself specific deadlines. Set realistic deadlines for completing each task and record them. This will create a sense of accountability. What realistic deadlines can I set to complete tasks on time? What is my plan if I don't meet a deadline? What will I adjust to do better next time? How did my results change when I had a clear timeline? What prevents me from making a specific plan? How can I overcome this? Who or what will help hold me accountable for meeting deadlines? Removing distractions. Identify what distracts you and find ways to eliminate those distractions while you work. What are the things that most often distract me from my work? How can I better prepare myself to not have to deal with distractions on a regular basis? What environments work best for me to focus? What has worked for me in minimizing distractions, and how can I apply it now? What tools or techniques can I use to block distractions? Regular rest and self-care. Make sure you regularly engage in activities that recharge you, such as exercise, relaxation, and time with family, friends, or yourself. How much time a day do I spend on activities that give me energy? How do I know when I need a break and what helps me most in that moment? What activities relax me the most and make me feel refreshed? How can I incorporate self-care into my daily routine? How do my results change when I rest regularly and give myself time to recover? Support of others. Seeking support from friends or colleagues can help you stay on track and get feedback to keep you motivated. Who in my surroundings can support me in achieving my goals? How can I effectively share my goals with those who could help me? When was the last time I felt positive support from others, and how did that contribute to my success? How can I ask for help without feeling that it is a sign of weakness? What is my plan for keeping in touch with people who motivate me? Self-respect and celebration of success. Work on boosting your confidence by reminding yourself of your achievements and celebrating even small steps towards your goal. How can I remind myself of my achievements when I feel like I'm procrastinating? What can I do to give myself credit for small and large accomplishments? What positive qualities do I see in myself, and how can I strengthen them? In what ways can I visualize success to boost my confidence? What ritual or activity can I implement as a form of celebrating my successes? There is a challenge section to help you step by step on procrastination. I wish you best of luck.